But outside of that, you've lived you've lived virtually the rest of your life, plus those few visits.
Most of my life
right here.
But I like that that wet Western atmosphere. They don't worry out there. The folks don't. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
Now, a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, for the last 30 or 40 years, we've been in the dairy business, and I learned dairy out there because I worked in the dairy out there for several months, you see, in that fold there, and then I learned to be a pretty good carpenter, too, in the carpenter business, so, yeah.
What kind of, did you study any particular subjects in when you were in college, or?
No, nothing, just a general subject there, Well, I've had a pretty good course here in reading and writing and arithmetic.
Yeah.
I had an awfully good teacher here that I really learned more under her than that is in the way of a spelling. And every once a month we'd have our spelling bee, and we learned to spell.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I never could write too good, but then I could read my writing. And arithmetic, well, that's things like that. There's essential things that you need essentially there. So,
but when you went to school, when you were going to school, and as a boy, you said you only went a few months a year, and then
sometime not too long with schools. Anyway, didn't have schools usually last about 6 or 7 months, and then we'd work on the farm the rest of the time.
Most of your friends, were they, most of your friends in the community, they were farmers too?
Practically all farmers, yeah. We had one merchant, in my lifetime, way back when I was a boy, we had an old timer that was a merchant back, had a little store in the community here, and we'd leave school and go to the store and get a nickel's worth of candy. That was our treat then, to go to the store and get a nickel's worth of candy. So as a boy, I went to this merchant here and got a nickel or so, about 7 cents worth of candy. I didn't have money enough to pay for it, and I charged it. I started the charge account. And before I got back down to pay it, well, he moved to Damascus, Virginia. And operated the store up there. So about 50 years after that, well, he came back to the community here, and I told him that I still owed him that 7 cents.
That's good.
And his son and I are the best of friends. We're both bald-headed and look a lot alike, and we're kind of buddies to each other.
Uh-huh.
So he forgave me. He forgot the debt and didn't hold it against me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Where was your mother born?
My mother was born about 6 miles southwest of here. My mother's folks came to this country from and settled down about Ruthin, about 4 miles from here. And my grandfather came to this country from Pennsylvania, and they settled in a half a mile of where my mother's folks were born. Well, my mother's folks, they went southwest and developed the country down there, and my grandfather, his sons, came northeast and bought land in here and settled this way.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of went, they had divided down. So,